Right, diving right in today. We're going to be talking about anxiety in children and teens. You
Okay.
know, and you send over this guide from Davenport Psychology. They seem to really be focused on this early intervention idea.
Right.
So before we get to that, maybe can we just start with like, what even is anxiety?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, anxiety, it's really just your body and brain kind of sounding the alarm, right?
All
Like
right.
it's that fight or flight response that we all sort of inherited, way back from, I guess cave people days.
Right.
It's meant to protect us from danger.
Okay. So it's like our internal like security system or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But the guide here really stresses that anxiety, it can become a problem, right? Like what causes it to sort of go from being helpful to being an issue?
It's really all about the context, right? So
Wow.
like that fight or flight response, like that was super helpful, thousands of years ago when we were trying to avoid,
Yeah,
the
right.
saber-toothed tigers and stuff.
Yeah.
But these days, a lot of the things that we stress about, they're not really life or death, right? They're kind of more abstract threats.
Okay.
So, like your child might, view like a pop quiz at school
Yeah.
or a social situation. Like it's like a life or death thing,
Right.
even though obviously it isn't.
Okay.
And that's when anxiety really becomes a problem.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, the guide mentions some things like nausea, trembling
Yeah.
as physical symptoms, but I guess I never really thought of it, like as our bodies literally preparing for a threat that's not even there.
Right, yeah.
So how does anxiety sort of present itself differently in kids, in children and teens?
Well, anxiety, it can be pretty sneaky.
Yeah.
It's not always really obvious. So, you've got those physical symptoms, like you said, the nausea, the headaches, the stomach aches,
Yeah.
the trembling, that kind of thing. But you might also see some emotional changes like, excessive worry or irritability. Or even, anger outbursts, things like that.
All
And
that.
then, of course, there's, how anxiety affects their thinking too, right? So they might have trouble concentrating, or they, have sleep problems. Essentially, their mind is just it's just an overdrive trying to process this perceived threat, right?
That's a lot,
It is, yeah.
especially for, a young person to be dealing with.
Yeah.
The guide also mentions some of these behavioral changes like avoiding, certain places or situations
Yep.
that trigger their anxiety.
Right.
How can adults, I mean, how can we even tell if that's what's going on or if it's just, typical, teenager stuff?
Right.
Because teenagers are going to go through a lot of changes anyway, right?
Right. Yeah, that's where it gets tricky,
Yeah.
because teenagers they're naturally going through all these changes. But I think a really key indicator is how severe these behaviors are
Okay.
and how persistent they are.
Okay.
So, if they're all of a sudden, refusing to go to school, or they won't go to social events anymore, or if they're withdrawing from activities that they used to really enjoy,
Right.
those are all signs that maybe something more serious is going on.
Okay, so what can we even do about it, right? Like the guide talks a lot about Davenport Psychology's like treatment options, and they specifically mention individual therapy and parent coaching. So what does that individual therapy look like, for a kid or a teenager?
Well, individual therapy, it's really tailored to each individual child's needs and the kind of anxiety that they're dealing with, So, some therapists, they might use techniques like cognitive behavioral therapy. It's also known as CBT, and that really helps kids kind of identify those negative thought patterns that they might have, and then learn to challenge those negative thoughts. Other therapists, they might use play therapy or art therapy, especially with younger children. That can be really helpful for them to kind of express their feelings, and work through some of those things.
You also mentioned parent coaching. So what exactly is that
So parent coaching, it's really all about, you know, equipping those parents, right, to be really active participants in their child's, you know, journey with dealing with anxiety. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they might learn some practical strategies like how to create, you know, a really calm environment at home.
Okay.
How to validate their child's feelings without, you know, kind of feeding into the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And even how to model those really healthy coping mechanisms.
Okay. So it's about giving parents those tools, those skills,
yeah,
to really be able to support their kids.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Davenport himself, you know, he seems very big on this early intervention thing.
Yes.
He actually says addressing anxiety in children and teens early can prevent more severe issues later in life.
Right.
Our goal is to provide a supportive environment where young individuals can thrive.
Yeah.
So what are some of those potential like long-term consequences if anxiety is not addressed?
Well, you know, when anxiety goes untreated, it can really have kind of a ripple effect, right, throughout a person's whole life, you know?
Oh, okay.
So they might really struggle to form those healthy relationships.
Yeah.
They might face challenges in their careers.
Right.
And, you know, some studies have even shown that they might be more susceptible to physical health problems later on.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's almost like they're carrying around this really heavy weight
mm-hmm.
that just gets, you know, heavier and harder to manage over time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
This has been really, you know, informative. So just to sum up, I guess, you know, anxiety, it's a normal thing. Mm-hmm. It's a normal human response.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it can become a problem.
Right.
And it can look like a lot of different things, right? Especially in young people, and addressing it early, it seems like that's the key, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Early intervention is really crucial.
But it makes you wonder, though, like,
mm-hmm.
are we just more aware of anxiety in kids now?
Yeah.
Or is it actually becoming more common?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And it's a really complex one, too, you yeah. know, because there's definitely some research out there that suggests that modern life,
right.
you know, with all of its pressures
yeah.
and, you know, all the digital distractions and all that all that stuff could actually be contributing to, you know, higher anxiety levels in young people.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So for our listener out there, you know, now that you've heard all this
mm-hmm.
and you have, you know, a little bit better of an understanding of what anxiety is and, you know, how it can affect kids.
Right.
What are some things that you can do, right?
Mm-hmm.
To create that kind of supportive environment for the young people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Are there, you know, are there things that you can do to model, you know, healthy coping mechanisms for them?
Yeah.
Or to encourage them to talk openly about their feelings?
Absolutely.
You know, and I guess, you know, one final thing to say is, you know, if you're concerned
yeah.
about a child or a teenager in your life,
right.
remember that seeking professional help, you know, it's not a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
It's actually a sign of strength.
Absolutely.
And it can really, you know, make a big difference for a kid who's struggling with anxiety.
It really can. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
You're welcome.
We hope it was helpful.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And until next time.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye.